Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
I was thinking originally, when I was preparing this review, that Justice League should be considered one of the top three DC movies of the recent past. We basically have to go back to the Christopher Reeve Superman or the Tim Burton Batman. Not the sequels, but you gotta go for Adam West before you get a really good Batman. Now, the trick here, the reason I'm reevaluating the top three thing, is that there's this fantastic crossover between the four current DC TV shows: The Flash, Arrow, Legend of the Numbnuts, and Supergirl. And that crossover is fan-bloody-tastic. Four episodes, 45 minutes each, 42, or well, for whatever. It's great, period, that's it. It actually competes with Justice League for one of the top three spots. Wonder Woman keeping the number one. Suicide Squad, I have a lot of problems with the original concept. Because if you're going to have something called suicide, some people will die on the job. It's kind of the whole concept. Well, anyway, I ranted about that earlier on. And, Justice League suffered a lot. Now, one of the big controversy right now is supposedly the existence of the Snyder cut of the movie. There is no such thing. Well, let's rephrase that. I actually personally believe there is a Snyder cut. Problem is, it's in no way or shape suitable for viewing. Why is that, you ask? Well, you see, Snyder was in the middle of production. They were done with main photography. And they started editing. Which means that if there is anything that exists, and I believe there is, it's a work print. It's a cut of the scenes they've got, so that they can realize that this scene really sucks, it don't work, we have to go and reshoot. There's the original way we were having this argument has to be replaced, so we have to have an argument between Batman and Wonder Woman at this point with this kind of dialogue. We rewrite, we reshoot. And that's the point where Snyder had to give up and they brought in a new director, which means that in this case, as I'm making the point that there is a cut, but the cut is not something you can watch, because it's going to have long, long stretches, like you have 3 minutes of a black screen with the words, big fight between so-and-so and so-and-so. And then you'll have a minute of big argument between Wonder Woman and Batman. There's going to be no music, the special effects won't be there. You might get like cheap animation showing off the storyboards so you can have an idea of what's going on in the scene. But so that's not a movie you can actually show people. Overall, I'm not really very enthusiastic about Zack Snyder as a director. I mean, he's responsible for Batman v Superman. He's the idiot who decided to kill Jimmy Olsen for no actual gain whatsoever, because, I mean, he didn't even make the point in the movie. You found out that he just killed Jimmy Olsen by reading the credits. He's also the moron who killed Clark Kent. Not we found his wallet, the guy's reporter dead, killed. No. Brought the body back, open casket funeral that everyone in Smallville visited, and also advertised on the front page of the newspaper. And the guy comes back in the next movie. A few weeks later, the guy reappears. The same day Superman reappears. That's actually the biggest problem with Justice League. And okay, it's a throwaway scene, and the nice thing is it's the only massive stupid thing left in the movie. Thankfully, a competent director got involved. But the there's actually another stupid scene left. Basically, the heroes are at point A. Batman decides to sacrifice himself by misdirecting the bad guys by going to point B, where the target is at point C. So all the heroes decide not to respect his sacrifice and go help Batman going to point B, and somehow everyone ends up at point C that Batman was supposed to be directing away from. My brain hurts, but that's the only thing left in the movie. The movie is refreshingly free of internally inconsistent, stupid stuff. Yes, you wonder who the heck the bad guy is, why he goes booming all over the place for no satisfactorily explained reason. Well, he wants his boxes, but, I mean, he just pops in and out with no rhythm, reason. He just appears at random. And of course, Steppenwolf is a who? No, not quite sure why. They might have decided to keep the really big bad as a surprise for the next movie. Actually, it's probably it, because apparently they wanted the studio wanted Justice League to be effectively a two-parter. So, another cliffhanger and have a second movie, most likely then the really big bad Apocalypse would be showing up in the next, or something that ridiculous. Anyway, not important. The movie got salvaged. Now, what you get is a decent popcorn flick fare. The plot is not exceedingly especially brilliant, but as I said, not self-contradictory. You kind of understand why Ben Affleck decided to give up on Batman after he was involved with this movie, this storyline. I find the Flash extremely suspicious, because in all the variation I'm aware of, and I might be completely wrong on that, but all the variation of the Flash that I'm aware of, the Flash got his powers at work, as a grown-up, while he's working for the police. That's when he gets his powers. this version of the Flash, very entertainingly played, smell to me like a ripoff of Spider-Man, because it's the punk teenager who got his powers and tries to, well, do good stuff while he's trying to get his life together and grow up and all that kind of crap. Which is kind of, well, as I said, suspiciously like the big movie Spider-Man that just came out. But the next part of the problem is the existence of the Flash suit, which is not only something difficult to create, which the character may be able to conceive, but to actually make it, this has got to be a multi-million dollar suit, which is with like special fabrics, special surface, or special materials, stuff that's on the bleeding edge of technology, which is fine when Tony Stark decides he bankroll you on it, or, well, the same if Bruce Wayne decided to bankroll him on it, but no. That's a teenager who has a problem getting a job at McDonald's, has this multi-million dollar suit. Okay. So that's the only thing that's the only thing left really wrong. Otherwise, the movie is enjoyable, and it does. I know I've just spent a lot of time bitching, but I love bitching, especially with an easy target like DC movies. But it reminds you of the actual definition of the word awesome, because it brings Superman back to the awesome level he's reached. Not necessarily as a matter of performance, but as a, oh boy, there's a lovely story where there's a space invasion fleet, alien fleet. They're on their way to invade Earth, and then the two of the navigators are talking at the front, and they're suggesting they might want to not go invade the Earth because it's not a safe place. It's protected by a few things, like it's got two Green Lanterns and a Martian and a Kryptonian. And that's pretty much where the captain, the admiral decides to turn around and go invade someplace else. Someplace where they possibly could survive invading. The Superman in this movie is worth seeing just for the oh shucks effect. It's awesome. It's that simple. Wonder Woman's a bit on the turbo side also. But that's fine. I mean, we've seen her dodging bullets before, so it's a little more obvious in this movie, but that's fine. But yes, there are very satisfying scenes involving the Flash. Well, actually, there's very satisfying scenes involving everyone. And, except for the fact that it's a strange lineup to start the Justice League with. Again, blame Snyder. Aside from that, it is actually a quite satisfactory movie. I was very surprised by this, and I'm actually considering possibly, maybe, if I can get enough points to get it go back for free, might actually try to go back just to get the full effect of the Super Awesome again. Maybe not that seriously, but I'm kind of thinking about it. So, for a DC movie, very, very, very enthusiastically recommended. If you're not a big fan of superhero movies, probably stay away. If you've seen the horror of Batman v Superman, you might want to see it just to make up for that horror. If you've seen the Christopher Nolan Batman stupidity, yeah, it might make up a bit for it. Yeah, it makes up a little bit for Bane and all the other crap. So overall, that one I'm actually recommending. And that's it for tonight.